Unit 8. Environmental Management. Reading.
In the world today, with the diffusion of eco-conscious campaigns, the awareness toward environmental management has risen substantially. Irrational human activities in the past have greatly damaged our planet's ecosystem and environment. Hence, the main focus of environmental management is to restore natural conditions. The term includes factors such as environmental conservation, judicious use of natural resources, and sustainable development. Corporate activities typically use a great deal of resources, from material use to energy use to waste disposal. A lot of corporations now realize that reducing their environmental impact is a sensible approach which can bring various benefits. For example, corporations can benefit by protecting the environment through cost savings, that is, by improving efficiency and minimizing waste, they can save money. What is more, corporations which follow eco-friendly practices portray a good image to the general public and may gain more consumer support. Nowadays, many Japanese corporations act voluntarily to reduce their environmental impact with successful results. In 2012, Panasonic achieved the third straight number one position in the overall ranking of manufacturers in the 15th Nikkei Environment Management Survey, receiving the top rating in criteria such as pollution prevention and resource recycling. Because of the scale of their impact on the environment, businesses have a greater responsibility toward the protection of the environment. But individuals can contribute their part too. Wangari Maathai, the Nobel Peace Prize-winning environmentalist, often praised the Japanese spirit of mottainai, a spirit which was originally embedded in the Japanese society.